This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In a last-minute deal, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, and expanded news coverage of world news and events, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COP28 climate summit is underway in Dubai, with divisions being exposed on day one over the planned phase-out of fossil fuels, VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions, the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Law enforcement authorities say in court papers that the plot driven by a government official in India to assassinate a prominent Sikh separatist leader in New York City was meant to precede another killing in California and more assassinations in the U.S. and Canada. An indictment unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court said the campaign to kill was interrupted when a man in India contacted a criminal associate who turned out to be a Drug Enforcement Administration informant to ask him to find a hitman. The indictment shows that urgency was key in the killing of a Canadian activist last June and the New York City plot. An appeals court is reinstating a gag order against former President Donald Trump, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Trump has repeatedly disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial, including baseless allegations about the clerk's personal life.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was
The one-sentence decision comes 2 weeks after an individual appellate judge put the gag order on hold while the appeals process played out. Trial Judge Arthur Angaron imposed the restriction and said he now plans to enforce the gag order rigorously and vigorously. Trump attorney Christopher Keis called it a tragic day for the rule of law. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has blocked Montana's first-in-the-nation law banning the video sharing app TikTok in the state while a legal challenge to the law moves through the courts. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy says the ban, quote, oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. The ban had been scheduled to take effect January 1st. The ban was based on the argument that the Chinese government could gain access to user information from TikTok. The app's parent company is based in Beijing. I'm Alexis Strope.